beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. How do I begin? Maybe from the first. Maybe about myself. Maybe about what this podcast series will be all about. Maybe what I hope to achieve through this podcast. Maybe this is a platform just to vent my feelings and test the waters. To see if anyone is listening in. Yes, this is all about the ramblings of a mind that is young within a body that is not so young. Yes, my grace will be talking at times, but my not-so-grace will be conversing more. I'm an older adult from India, and I speak from my heart all the time. Don't be around if you're looking for quick-fix solutions to the problems of life. Don't be around if you're searching for 100 ways to be happy always. Don't be around if you're looking for ways to discipline your life. Don't be around if you hope to learn life skills from me. The truth is, I am yet to learn those life skills. Yet to crack my way through the lows of my life. Yet to learn the trick to be happy. In fact, I am learning still. Learning to be a better person. Learning to tolerate. Learning to even smile at times. It doesn't bother me when I hear someone else, a much younger person, talk about a new aspect of life with a lot of confidence. I tell myself, okay, now this is something you should try in life. And it helps. I have learned umpteen things from young people. To love animals, to sometimes be lazy, to be strong and stand up for myself. To refuse to give up on my dreams, to be adventurous, to tell myself that I'll never be old to try out new things, to just be myself, to speak up and be heard, the list is endless. Sometime back, I was having an intense conversation with a young girl about life choices. She was going through a hard time and was struggling to stay afloat. She needed a job and couldn't find one. She had left her home and decided to be independent. She said, "I know it won't be easy, but I will give it a try. I have to do this for myself." I was surprised at her courage. I respected her for her strong will. I asked myself, "Have you ever done this? Have you ever had the courage to stand up for yourself? Have you even thought of doing this?" I was ashamed. I had lived through more than half my life, yet I had not yet taken a step towards an exciting yet unknown direction. It made me think. And when I talk to you from beyond the green, I am in fact there, in the dark and uncertain space, exploring and sharing the adventures. The pain and the pleasure I get from this journey. It is a tribute to that young girl who has now found her footing, enjoyed the thrill of being independent, and the bits and bytes I share will be all about my vision, my perspectives. Feel free to like me or dislike me, agree or disagree, be angry with me or be sympathetic. Feel free to share those thoughts with me as we travel together. Beyond the green, into the grace, and beyond.